Jupiter came closest to Earth a few weeks ago, so it will dominate the sky all this month and for the rest of the year. Jupiter is in Capricornus, the sea goat, but you don't need to know what a sea goat is or anything else to find it. Just look around the sky anytime before dawn for the very brightest star. It's astronomy made simple. If you have a small telescope, have a look. Jupiter's colorful features include dark belts, white zones, small dark and white circular storms, and most famous of all, its great red spot. This giant hurricane, twice the size of Earth, is sometimes beige, sometimes brick red, but it's been orange the past few years. Nobody knows what causes the persistent color. Probably sulfur or phosphorus compounds. Jupiter is a true giant. You could take all the other planets and double their combined masses, and you wouldn't get the weight of Jupiter alone. The ancients got it strangely right when they named it the King of the Gods. If you don't have a telescope, just steadily braced binoculars, or better still, those pricey but amazing image-stabilized models, will reveal the four giant moons found by Galileo in 1610, which often appear as dots in a straight line like a string of pearls. Jupiter is the only planet with moons that has virtually no tilt to its axis, which is why no matter where each satellite happens to stand in its orbit, they all form a straight line. So look around the next clear night, anytime after 10 p.m. Find the brightest star in the sky, and that's Jupiter. And then notice there's a bright, but not super bright, star to its left. That's Saturn. Those two giant worlds will inch ever closer together until they meet spectacularly on the first day of winter. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.